Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now by our great friend, Amy Scheid from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, James. Good to see you.
Appreciate the time, as always. Always like to mention to the our listeners out there, for those that don't know, I am a board member of our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, and I say that proudly. And I bring that up not only for journalistic integrity, of course, but to encourage more and more of you out there to be a board member. I am also a secretary over at the Family Center, and I cannot tell you how easy they make these things. They go out of their way to help me and meet me halfway, if not coming here to have me sign papers and things like that. It is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life, and I am incredibly thankful to the Family Center for giving me that opportunity. I encourage others out there, whether it's with the Family Center or any of our other great local nonprofits out here, they're always looking for good board members, and it is not a huge time commitment, but what it does for the soul, there is no words. I can encourage you to do that, everybody. Amy is the Administrative Development and Volunteer Coordinator over there. That is a big job, Amy. That is a big one. And we appreciate the work that you do over there with that. I bring that up in part, I want to note it because I think it's a great title and you deserve it. But also, we want to start off talking about volunteers and how important that is to our community. I think volunteering has a big depth to it. And I brought up the board membership and everything in part because of that, because that is a form of volunteering and being a part of that program. It can be very beneficial to the Family Center or, again, any other nonprofit out there. But then there is the, I like to say, above and beyond. It's something that the Family Center does in droves. It's something that a lot of our community does quite a bit. And when it comes to what we're going to talk about today in volunteering and donating and some of those things, they go hand in hand. But we also, you and I know better than most, I think, that not everybody has dollars and cents to donate. And while they want to, they would love to be able to, not everybody can. But most of us have an hour or two. Most of us have a little bit of free time, a little bit of ability to be able to put back into our community. And that's where volunteering really comes into play.
I would agree with you, James, and just add 2 points to that. First of all, a thank you to you for your years of service to the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center Board. We appreciate it so much. I often hear people say things to me like, oh, I don't know what I'd have to give, or I don't know what skills I would have to serve. And I would tell you that each and every one of you has the capacity to be a great addition to any board of directors, any team of volunteers. We all have something that others would value.
You know, this is a weird connection, I admit, but it actually reminds me of talking to a lot of my first year students and getting into comedy. And there's this idea of, I've got to tell how the chicken crossed the road, you know, differently. I got to come up with a whole different way and a whole different punchline that nobody's ever thought of and everything. And I tell every one of them, I'm like, you know, just tell the joke. You yourself are an original. Every one of you out there is
so
an original.
True, yes.
And just by that in its own, you're going to tell that joke differently than any other comedian ever will. And volunteering is extremely like that, where you each, like Amy said, have a different skill set, see the world a little bit differently. So you're probably going to bring something, a perspective or something like that, to volunteering that maybe we don't see. Many hands make light work. Many eyes bring much more thought and much more ideas and creativity to these things. So you just never know what you being there even might add to this, let alone the many hands part of this.
I think that's a great way to look at these opportunities, but also individuals and the way in which they bring a life experience and a heritage to any position, any opportunity that we would be foolish to turn away, given that we could all benefit from seeing the world a different way.
You know, we talk about this too, as far as donations and that when it comes to supporting our Family Center, and volunteering is another way of showing that support. When the people that are working there see volunteers working and helping and everything, that can be sometimes that fire that you need to get you through the rest of the day or the week or something like that. There's no getting around it. This is a tough industry, and it takes a toll. But boy, it can really refuel the soul. Having volunteers there and seeing people take time out of their day where they could be doing almost anything else, and what do they choose to do at that time? Help out us, help out the Family Center, being a part of things.
There are many opportunities for volunteerism at this time at Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We have an exciting event coming up that James and I will be talking about a little later in the program called Chefs for Change. And we're looking for volunteers for that event. That type of volunteer might only work with our team 3 times out of the year for the fundraisers that we hold when we're working in the public to not only raise those important dollars but also bring awareness to the clients that we serve and the things that they're going through. Right now, we are looking for a volunteer that could assist with book work. It might be for a 1 month period or a 2 week period, and then we might not need your assistance again for a period of time. Or the direct service volunteers that we have working with us, they set their schedule, they assist with phones, doors, providing resources to clients who may phone in, drop in, etc. And they typically have a certain period of time that they come in at the same time during the week. So not only are those three different types of volunteers that require three different types of world experience, life experience, interest level, but also three different ways in which it fits in your own schedule.
Mm-hmm. One other thing that I wanted to touch on before we move on, Amy, is when it comes to volunteering and with the Family Center, there might be some people out there that have a hesitancy or something because of, well, with the Family Center, what kind of volunteering would I be doing there? And just a reminder out there that the type of things we're talking about could be a lot of different things. It could be helping shovel. It could be helping put some lights up or something like that. It may not necessarily have anything directly to do with domestic violence or those sorts of things. We've got professionals to do those things, just to reassure people out there.
Agreed. And there is an application on our website and on our Facebook page that allows for you to demonstrate what types of things you're interested in. Some people come to us very passionate about direct service to the clients, and then others would prefer to do something that's that they have more experience in, such as paperwork or accounting assistance, that sort of thing. Or they're just social.
Yeah.
And want to come to us at one of the most fun events that we're going to have this year.
Yes, yes. We can't wait to talk about Chefs for Change. I've been talking about it on our morning show a bunch and everything. I do want to get to our annual appeal progress, though, and see how that's been going.
Yes. So the annual appeal was typically comes out right around Thanksgiving. We release 2 appeals annually, and one in the middle of the year and one towards the end of the calendar year. Why this one is particularly special is a good reason and a less than good reason. The less than, because I always want to start with the negative and end with the positive.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Is the VOCA cuts that we've spoken about often, James. The significant cuts that we saw in federal grant funding to domestic violence shelters across our nation. We went into this appeal knowing that those grants were going to cause a major deficit in our budget. And honestly, we know that our community is going to bridge that gap. We believe in our community understanding the importance of taking those most in need in our community, providing them with services to strengthen them, and to have them move on from our facility as survivors, not as victims, as survivors. And we need your help to do that. There's a great many things that aren't funded by federal grants, such as, and this one is forever a head scratcher for me and James, but prevention. You know, we'll be in a perpetual state if we don't look at ways to provide prevention. And VOCA cuts are not. Those are not things that are funded. So the annual appeal is a great way for you to help with that. So that's the negative. The positive is 40 years. 40 years of serving our community.
That's awesome.
We're celebrating that anniversary through this annual appeal. So help us commemorate that special milestone, please, by going on our website, going on our Facebook page, clicking that support tab, maybe even becoming an annual donor. Mm-hmm. That would mean so much.
By being an annual donor, one of the things you can look forward to is a phone call from me. No, I'm just kidding.
That is true, actually.
Trying to find a light moment here, I have to, because I get really passionate about this topic, and this really frustrates me. I have been very clear with the audience from day one. I am not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an American, and I focus on what is best for our communities, what is best for our country. And this is a no-brainer. Helping our domestic violence shelters around the country is one of the smartest economic things we can do. Whether you care about this cause or not passionately, however you feel about it or not, you care about your wallet, you care about your taxes. And look at the communities that do not have a family center. Look at the communities that do not approach this topic. Their taxes, different, the job quality, all these things are affected by this. This is one of those topics that bleeds into everything. The more we help the family centers in our areas, the better our communities are. This is something that's not going away. This is something where the numbers we're not seeing dive down or anything like that. If anything, after the pandemic, we saw a rise in these things. And I will mention, and I brought up the political parties for a reason, because these cuts happened over the with the previous administration. And I am just being completely honest with everybody. I don't have a lot of confidence in the current administration is going to change that. If anything, we might see worse happen. This is the time. This is the time right now in the 40 years of the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It has never been more vital for you to donate, for you to put time into it, for energy into our family center. This is for the betterment of our community. This is for the betterment of our kids. This is for our future. That's what is at stake here. It's incredibly important that if you are able to add to this cause, you want to be on the right side of history on this one. You do. And this is something that matters, and it affects every single one of us. If you're there listening and you're like, this doesn't affect me. It doesn't happen to me. I promise you. And I don't say that word unless I can back it up. Statistically, we know this. Your neighbor, a neighbor's neighbor, somebody in your community, somebody you work with, somebody you go to church with, they're going through this. The stats speak for themselves, and you can help those people. There are few things in this life to me that are greater than strangers helping strangers. And our community does that better than most. So let's show the world, let's show everybody how good we are at this by adding to this annual appeal. And as Amy so well said, bridging that gap.
It's an easy Google, James. You know, we're very used to having now in our current world the ability to back up any question we have with statistics, with information. And it's an easy Google to see the percentage of people in your stratosphere that have been affected by domestic violence or sexual assault. And I would just like to add to that the fact that we serve all different people at the Family Center. No one is turned away. Mm-hmm. We serve people of different sexual orientations. We serve men. We serve women. We serve people that have experienced elder abuse. We serve people that have had sexual assault rising in our area, unfortunately, and you're seeing it on the news, human trafficking. All of these things and the variety of support that we have, I would encourage you to take a look at our website, look at all the services we provide, and tell me, with the budget cuts of this significance, which one of those positions would you eliminate?
Yeah.
Is it our visitation program? Is it our child and family advocate? Our sexual assault prevention member? Which one of those positions is something you would cut?
It also gives you hopefully an opportunity to learn more about what the Family Center does and how they go above and beyond when it comes to the clients that are there and the people that need them. It's one thing to be able to offer a roof. It's another to offer a future. Offer a better day. Like, there's no words for that. There's no way I could summarize that for you perfectly. It's something that I think you get from the website and you get from events that you guys do. And Amy is with us right now from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We want to spend some time talking about Chefs for Change. First off, we're really happy to have this event back. It's got a little reimagined, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I love the name. I saw that name in the email. I'm like, oh, that's a winner. That's a banger right there. And while it is a new name, it is very similar to Men in the Kitchen and some other events we've done.
Yes. So we've taken a look at the fundraising that we do, and knowing that we had to enhance that activity at our organization in order to meet these gaps. And we want to have events such as Touch a Truck, where we have people of all ages come out, learn more as a family about the services that we provide. We want to have some fun activities. We added a golf outing last year. I don't golf. No one wants to see me golf. But I did learn I can drive a cart.
Ah, there you go.
So, you know, everybody has their talents. Food service, on the other hand, those of you who know my past life know that I'm a passionate person about local foods. I love to serve the public. And as many years as owner of Great Expectations, I'm proud to bring the culinary skills of Chef Ryan. That's a new announcement.
Nice.
Of Chef Ryan to Chefs for Change. So this is an event that we felt was important to bring back. And we're looking forward to being able to raise those vital funds while providing a lot of great entertainment and a fantastic meal.
I get to, the last time we did this, I was honored to MC the event.
Yes.
And it was the first time me doing an event with the Family Center. I had worked from a radio perspective with the Family Center a little bit, but I'd never been in the heart of it and really behind the scenes, if you will, in some of that. And I long supported the Family Center. It's a cause that's been important to my family long before we moved to this area, let alone when we did move here and found out right away that there was a domestic violence shelter and everything, mm-hmm. and wanting to be a part of that. Any way we could. I never dreamed I'd be emceeing an event or anything. And I was a little nervous, Amy. I'll be honest, between you and I was a little nervous going into it. I don't do a lot of that work. But I wanted to be a part of things. It was my little bit of way to help out my community and my family center. So it was before I was a board member too. So I go there and I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know how popular the event is or anything like that. And I go in and it's first off jam-packed. There is no room. Everybody's there. And by everybody, I mean every one of our community leaders. The first person I see is our current mayor at the time. Then I see Andy Francis from the Raptors. Mm-hmm. I see Marty Cordes from the River Kings. I see Sheriff Becker there. I see leaders in our community. And just as important as that, male leaders in our community supporting this cause. Not that that's more important than women or anything like that, but I think we all read between the lines on this and understand how important it is for men to support these causes and to be at the forefront of that. It's on us to do that. I feel it's not just it's a responsibility, it's a privilege to be able to do that, to be able to be in part of this conversation and to be able to help with this. So first off, right out the gate, I'm seeing all of that. And there is a kinship that gets built from that. There is we're not alone on this topic anymore. We're not talking in a hushed voice anymore. And it was that event that really brought this home for me and really brought me to where, well, I can talk about these things now more on the air. I could do this more. I got a community that backs this. Since then, you've heard me on the air and you hear how I am about this cause when the Family Center joins us. And it's so much because of the individuals that showed up there. And we encourage you to be a part of that. I also want to mention too, this is a lot of fun. This is a really fun event. It's a really good time. And in the winter, we're all looking for good events.
This one is coming up quick.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Less than a month away. Yeah. Yesterday was the 1 month marker. The event's going to be held on February 27th. Tickets are available. It's a mere $60 to attend the event. And that $60 is going to give you an opportunity. We still have a little bit of the competitive aspect. Mm-hmm. We did make a segue into having culinary experts providing the meal as opposed to community members, simply because we want to lean more heavily on those that have food service certification, etc. Give all of you guys who helped us create those amazing meals back in the day an opportunity to just order a ticket and be served yourselves. So I challenge those of you who've cooked in the past to buy your ticket and come and enjoy someone else serving you. So that $60 is going to include our cocktail hour, which we will have some great cocktails available for purchase, an opportunity to bid on amazing silent auction items. We have packages.
Oh, my gosh.
That are,
they're insane.
They are insane.
Really something. Yeah.
Flights, if you're interested in the EAA, an inclusion in their museum, flights across the area to get up in the air and enjoy that, a package of local talent that has woodworkers and ceramicists and beautiful, amazing things, the taste of our area, gift certificates from all over, museum packages, entertainment theater packages, kids packages, just a toy box that was donated by a community member this week that's filled with toys and books and stuffed animals. So lots of great things to bid on there. Mm-hmm. Cork pull, which we're calling, it has booze in it too. So instead of just wine. So I think we're calling it draw for drinks.
Nice.
And that amazing meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that competitive aspect, we are inviting individual chefs from Dairy Food Works, the MSTC Culinary Program, and Hotel Mead to compete during the appetizer portion of the meal.
Very cool.
So lots of great tastes in there as well.
It's going to be fun to see how that shuffles out at everything as well, along with the just so many other great parts of this event. It's a great time. It's a great opportunity to get out, have some fun, while also knowing that you are doing good in your community. You are putting an investment in your community. You are helping the future of your community. Something that this area does better than most. And this event really highlights that. I also wanted to mention as well that we, as Amy brought up earlier, we're still looking for sponsors if you want to be a part of this as well. And so keep that in mind. Amy, if people are interested in sponsoring or getting tickets or any of these kind of things, how can they do that?
We made it incredibly easy, James. If you go to the our website, which is familyctr.org. There's a link right on the front page. There's a link under donate. When you click that link, it gives you an opportunity to sponsor, gives you an opportunity to buy a table, half table, or individual ticket. And you can also donate to the annual appeal from that location.
There you go.
Or click on the opportunity to volunteer. I need servers that night. Mm-hmm. I'm short a bartender, James.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, we'll talk.
I might like to see you doing that back there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Mystique is going to be joining us behind the bar.
That's
so great. You guys will be quite the pair.
That's going to be a good time. That's going to be fun.
We have Joel Goodness also. It's kind of theater heavy this year.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wait a minute. Yeah, I have to be there, actually.
Yep. Joel's going to be emceeing, and the chamber players are going to be performing as well. So lots of overlap between our nonprofits.
It's going to be a great night. We look forward to seeing you there. Chefs for Change, February 27th. Find out more. There's also a great Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Chefs for Change. Also, keep in mind that our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has your back. They have a crisis line that is available 24/7, 715-421-1511. It's 421-1511. And you can find out more by emailing them, communications@familyctr.org, and of course that website familyctr.org. Go there to register, just find out more, and to support your Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, always good talking with you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me, James.
Say hi to everybody
over
there.
For all you do.
Appreciate you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.